What started as a flirtation with electric cars in the 1990s has grown into a hot market. There are waiting lists to buy electric cars, and American automakers have been happy to accommodate. GM is building a new plant near Baltimore to meet the demand for motors for its Chevy Volt. Danielle Carson looks at whether these vehicles can carve out a marketplace that creates sustainable jobs.
With the technology steadily improving and gas prices fluctuating, consumer interest has taken off.
We've been sold out since they brought the Volt to market, and I am probably sold out well into 2012.
Neil Copett is director of marketing at Criswell Auto Dealership in Gaithersburg, Maryland. In the past year, GM has invested nearly $1 billion in electric vehicles. Last month, the carmaker unveiled a $270-plus million electric motor plant near Baltimore, Maryland. More than 200 blue-collar and managerial positions are being created, plus hundreds more assembly line jobs when the plant starts production. Mike Robinson, GM's VP for Environment, Energy, and Safety Policy, expects the plant to be a job engine for many years to come.
This is the wave of the future. We expect that plant is going to produce 40,000 or so electric motors for us by 2013. We do think this is a long-term bet that makes sense, and we expect market volumes will support that kind of production.
Which is why others are buying a stake in the market. Nissan has its all-electric Leaf. Toyota is working on a small electric car. And Mitsubishi and Honda will have models ready to roll into showrooms by the end of the year. Industry analysts predict there could be as many as 1.5 million electric cars on U.S. roads by 2015. Software engineer Mark Bartosik and filmmaker Swati Srivastava wrote a check for $43,000 for their new Volt. They'll receive a $7,500 tax credit from the government next year.
I think it's a market that's waiting to explode. When the price comes down just a little bit more, when there's a little bit more volume, there simply won't be enough vehicles for people to be able to buy them.
Gas prices are always volatile. It keeps us dependent on the Middle East for oil and everything. I mean, you know, it makes no sense to us why people will not just buy more electric cars.
President Obama wants to make sure that happens, which is why the government provides electric car buyers up to $7,500 in tax credits. But that begs the question, with a $40,000+ sticker price, would sales be hopping without a tax subsidy? George Magliano is an auto industry analyst with IHS Global Insight.
It will not occur without some sort of incentives unless the price of the technology changes. The people who are buying them today are basically people that want to make a statement. And without the push from the government, this is a difficult sell.
But he also thinks green technology will boost economic growth and create tens of thousands of new jobs. GM's Mike Robinson isn't worried about the challenges that lie ahead.
Our own expectation is that the costs will come down as we go through the engineers talk about generations of learning. We'll go through that on the battery technology, the motor technology. It will help drive costs down. And if the customer doesn't see value at the end of this, we won't be successful.
Electric and hybrid vehicles make up less than 2% of the auto market. For now, analysts say it's still a niche vehicle, relegated to the greenest corner of the marketplace. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.